We are brilliant inventors in this country. You can run through. We invented the jet engine, DNA, the World Wide Web. We invent all these things. We don't always exploit them.
Cameron telling the Andrew Marr show this morning that the government's economic strategy is not just about reducing the deficit, but making the economy grow. But how might that happen? I've been talking to Adrian Bowyer, based in Bath. He's the inventor of an open-source 3D printer called RepRap, an example of technology that could transform manufacturing industry into cottage industry.
The key thing about RepRap is that the rep is designed to replicate itself. So not only does it print useful objects like coat hooks and cap flaps and combs and things, it can also print a kit of parts, which is a significant fraction of its own bits and pieces. So if you've got one, you can print another one and give it to a friend.
How recently have you used this for producing something practical that you needed?
About a week ago. I spend most of my time using the machines to print more machines for other people, but the last thing I did with it was actually to print a spare part for my daughter's car. The little catch under the steering wheel that releases the bonnet broke, and so she had the choice. She could either go to the distributor and buy a new one. I don't know how much it would have cost, probably a penny or two. So she came to me and we sat down, we designed one. It took about half an hour, which is about the same time it would have taken to drive to the garage. Hit print, and then an hour later we had one and fitted it to the car. Works perfectly.
And the cost, you reckon, for doing that?
Well, I said that the commercial one would have cost a few pence. Of course, that really meant I was being deliberately understating. It would have cost probably about 20 quid. It cost us probably a penny or two more than 5 pence.
Now, the implications of that are potentially staggering.
Well, yes, that combined with the fact that the machine copies itself means that you can bypass a lot of this, what people in suits call the supply chain. We've already seen the impact that the World Wide Web has had on retail. People are effectively moving one step up the chain to go to wholesale. When you buy books from Amazon, you're buying books from a warehouse, not from a shop. But of course, if people can manufacture goods that they want for themselves, you don't just bypass one bit of that chain, you bypass virtually all of it.
We hear a lot of talk at the moment about the need to rebalance the economy for us to take more interest in making things. Do you think that this kind of scale of technology is taking us down a new path?
Well, at the moment the scale is small because the project is young, but it may well take us down a new path. And of course, you mentioned economy, which is basically money. Many of the things I've mentioned don't just short-circuit the supply chain and the way in which goods are conventionally manufactured by industry. They also short-circuit the very idea of money itself. If you can make something for yourself and then use it, virtually no money has changed hands. You may have had to buy the raw materials, but those are comparatively cheap compared with finished objects, of course. Economically, actually, not much has gone on in the sense of numbers moving around between bank accounts. And potentially that is even more radical and interesting.
Are you worried at all that changes of this kind, if they are on a big enough scale, often mean quite a lot of short-term pain for longer-term gain? I mean, in a sense, we saw that with the Industrial Revolution.
Indeed we did, and every individual mini-revolution that's happened since as a consequence of technological change has had those effects. A classic example within very short memory is the almost complete destruction of the industry that makes photographic film caused by the advent of the digital camera. That's just one industry, and we saw it happen. Now, of course, it is the case that with every technical change, people who were working in the industries that made the old thing are damaged by that change. Now, of course, you can say that that's a regrettable thing, and I would agree, and we have to set up things socially so that the impact is minimised. But equally, you can't say, well, in that case, we're not going to have the technical change, because if you do that, we'd still be paddling down rivers in canoes made from bearskins and living in caves.